Good morning, it's Classic Hits 4C8. Well, look, I love anything to do with the environment you might have gathered in recent years. Do you know when it comes to polystyrene boxes, they take 500 years, that's right, 500 years to break down. And worldwide, each year, 500 million polystyrene boxes are used worldwide. They end up in our creeks, they end up in our estuaries, in the ocean, and of course quite a bit goes to landfill as well. But it's an issue, it really is. It's such a bad thing to get in the ocean. It kills so much of the sea life and the wildlife. So we've got a local who's come up with an amazing concept. We'll talk about it right now. Let's go straight to him. Tom Long, he's from Tomcat Coolpack. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Murray, and appreciate the call.
Good to talk to you. And look, you're a Carramine Beach fisherman. I actually spent a Christmas down there at Carramine. Beautiful place. The weather, tell you what, I've got a couple of weeks of rain, so I seem to be there at the wrong time, but it's a great spot. You must enjoy it. But I understand you're a trout fisherman, is that correct?
No, I actually fish offshore, so I really prominent species we chase is goldband and rosy snapper, so I generally just fish over the continental shelf along that, so sort of outside the reef, I guess.
Just? I mean, how many k's out are you talking about? That's a long way to go.
Yeah, sort of, I guess, you know, maybe 35, 38 nautical miles offshore sort of thing.
Wow.
So, and then work up and down, and so I normally do a trip for me is usually 4 days, 3 nights out on the water by myself. Whether it's calm or rough, I take it on the chin.
Wow. And you actually work on your own as well. That's incredible.
Yeah, exactly. The solitude.
Well, I have been talking to your wife. I know she's a tough operator, so maybe in some ways she needs you to go away just so she can get ready for your next return. Let's talk about the main subject of the day. Now, you guys have come up with what is really an incredible invention, and it's likely to change the world in so many ways. Going back to the figures, when it comes to seafood, 500 million polystyrene boxes each year. Tell me a little bit more about Coolpack and how it's come about, Tom.
I guess we're pretty fortunate. You know, the project's only, I guess, in many ways, it's a very young project, just over 2 years. So a bit over two years ago, we were picked up through a FishX program, which is under Fisheries Research and Development Corporation. So they like what we were doing with our fish and provided a trade bursary for us to travel to Europe to the largest seafood expo in the world in Brussels. And Kath had a on her to-do list to find an alternative to polystyrene. So we thought when we go there, there's going to be a huge selection of products that we can look at and buy and bring back and change the way we do our business. But unfortunately, there's nothing available on the market that matches polystyrene in all the ways thermally.
That's incredible. You must have been disappointed. But don't they say the adversity is the mother of invention? So obviously you came home from Belgium and you basically invented one yourself. Tell me a little bit more about the Coolpack. You don't have to go into specific details. There might be some trade secrets. But what's it actually made from?
Simply it's a plastic, you know, so we get that straight off. So there's a lot of you know, plastic issues at the moment. Mm-hmm. So plastic per se is very desirable in what it can do. So I guess what we do after we use it is where the issues come from. So what we wanted to do was make a box that was thermally match polystyrene thermally, because essentially nothing on the market matches polystyrene thermally. We wanted it to have benefits, which is flat packable, and essentially we wanted it to be reusable. So, and on top of that, obviously, because it's plastic, we want to make sure when we make it, it's validated as recyclable. So we integrated our blockchain to trace every box from when it's made, potentially right back to the recycling stations.
Wow, so you're talking about a new form of box that's actually durable, it's recyclable, it's thermally efficient, basically in some circumstances even better than polystyrene, but that amazing thing that you said, that it's also traceable, so you can follow this box for its whole life and actually work out where it ends up.
Yes, that's right. So we've set some pretty tough milestones. So one of those was to develop our apps that would allow anybody just with a smartphone to have trace and track capability. So we didn't want to include anything too flash, so we went NFC, which is the same little gold chip on your credit card, your bank card.
Okay.
So
yeah.
we've got larger versions of those that are embedded in the box at manufacture, and so essentially you can scan those and follow box through its journey. That can be done on the blockchain, or it can be done through a database.
Okay, well, look, the $64,000 question. Now, obviously, over time, you know, if this concept takes off the way that it has so far and continues to, obviously, with manufacturing, the prices will come down quite a bit. But with what you've just explained to me, is cost a bit of an issue at this time compared to polystyrene, though?
I guess polystyrene's everything. Polystyrene's been around since 1950. Mm. The fact that it dominates the marketplace still today shows you how good it is. It's 97% air. It's cheap to make. So, you know, and it's very good at what it does. And I must admit, in all fairness, it's delivered a lot for the world as far as transporting temperature-sensitive product around. So it's been great, but it's obviously time for change. Within that, anything that's going to come up against polystyrene is not 97%, 96% air, so it's going to be dearer.
Sure.
So what we wanted to do was integrate reuse to offset the initial purchase price, and we're pretty comfortable with that. So we're looking at being price comparable to polystyrene with a limited number of reuses.
That's really interesting, and of course, when you think about it, because generally they're single use, the polystyrene boxes. You've also got liners with inside them for the seafood. They're also single use as well. So what you're talking about here is something that doesn't need that liner, so that's one less plastic bag. But also, you know, I guess that's so true. If you use it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, obviously that is going to actually mean that it is cheaper than polystyrene.
Yes, exactly. You know, so yes, they're the sort of things we aim for, which is to remove the single-use plastic bag out of the equation. So we've got airline approval for the box without a single-use plastic bag, which is a requirement to polystyrene, and we don't have a single-use restriction on a plane. So we've also got a higher weight loading than polystyrene, so in many ways, yeah, it's a very, very high-tech box.
You must be a bit concerned. You know, you possibly are on the precipice of basically changing the world with respect to transport, and particularly when it comes to seafood. So it seems like, well, one, a congratulations, but at the same time, you're probably a bit nervous about the future. This thing seems like it's really taking off, Tom.
Yeah, well, as an example, like we're speaking to, you know, a consortium in Norway, and currently they use about 70 million polystyrene boxes in their fishery, looking for change. So, you know, it's got global application, sample boxes are with them now. So I guess it's exciting and daunting. I guess, you know, to support us, we've built a great team. So we have some of the best manufacturers in the world behind us with the components, which is very good. So I guess in many ways it's cutting edge technology to bring this box into the market, into production.
Well, look, it's an amazing story. Congratulations to both you and your wife on what you guys have managed to achieve. And Tom, look, you know, the best thing is that when things get tough, you got your boat, you can head east about 35 nautical miles and basically escape from it all. Great story.
Yes, exactly. And just on a finishing note, we'd just like to say, pass on our gratitude to Oz Industry, accelerating commercialisation. They saw the value in this project from early on, and were fortunate enough to receive an AC grant, which has got the project to here.
Excellent. And don't tell Kat that we had a bit of a giggle at her expense, but Tom Long, congratulations. Tom Kat, and the actual product is called Cool Pack. Tom, it's been great to talk to you. Local fisherman from Curramine. Have a wonderful day and all the best for the future.
Okay, thanks, Murray. Appreciate the call.